This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So all of us toot, right? Just what we do. You know, we fart, and it's important. It's necessary. I've talked to you guys about that, how it's something we shouldn't be holding in. I don't care if you're at work and you have to do it. Either excuse yourself and go to the bathroom or get yourself to your car, whatever, so you can do what you need to do. And farting is something that we commonly do. I think the average person farts about 5 to 15 times a day. Some have reported up to 30 times a day. But an interesting study has come out saying that if you excessively pass gas, you might also suffer from depression, anxiety, and stress. So let me give you guys a blow-by-blow on this, because this is something that I think we've spoken about, but it hasn't really been science yet. So I want to talk to you guys about your bowel habits. And many of us will have excessive gas, not because of genes, but because of how we eat, how we live, our choices. And so if you don't have good bowel habits, it relates to, it can affect a whole variety of processes. So your gut microbiome needs to kind of rule the world. In fact, your gut microbiome sends signals to the brain. Even though the brain is in control, the heart thinks it's in control, the gut microbiome probably has more control than the heart or the brain even realize. And so the gut microbiome is determined a lot by how you eat and what you eat. And so if you are passing gas, then a few different things could be going on. You could be swallowing too much air. You could be eating too much at once. You could be eating food that your body can't digest. And so if your gut microbiome isn't happy, it could send signals to the brain. And so it's no surprise that somebody who passes a lot of gas or has, you know, maybe a off microbiome, a dysfunctional microbiome, that they might also have mood disorders. So what does the science say? And I know everybody kind of hates that term. What's the science? Well, a study from the University of North Carolina Department of Medicine and Rome Foundation Research Institute, who has a place in America, has linked frequent flatulence to stress, anxiety, and depression. How did they figure this out? They surveyed 6,000 people from the U.S., U.K., and Mexico and looked at their intestinal gas questionnaire scores. And based on what they correlated that with lower mental health and quality of life scores on the PROMIS Global 10 questionnaire, looking at higher stress, anxiety, and depression with more GI symptoms. So those with frequent flatulence didn't just have extra gas. They had abdominal bloating, abdominal pressure, distension. Sometimes they had trouble getting the gas out, stomach rumbling, belching, bad breath. So think about it. You know, let's say you're on a date and you're really excited and you really want to spend the night with that person, but you got stomach issues and you're like, I can't, I'm bloated. I have a flat stomach, but you can't see it now because I'm bloated. And you don't want to go into it and say, no, you know, I feel like I have to fart and I don't want to fart during sex or whatever. You cancel the date. Well, then you feel like you just lost that out on that relationship. And we've talked about that. People always ask, when can you fart in a relationship? When is, like, you know, it too soon? What is it? Honestly, I've noticed that women should never have to worry about it, because usually the guys will do it first. And they're like, sorry. You know, and guys, it's very interesting, because when guys do it, they don't really get embarrassed. They go, sorry, just, you know, I feel comfortable around you. You know, I want to spend the rest of my life with you, so you're going to have to get used to it. And the girl's like, oh, yay, he farted. I was so excited. First time Corey farted in front of me, I was like, oh, my God, he farted in front of me. That means we're getting married. You know? So I don't think he felt the same the first time I farted in front of him. He's probably like, oh, God. Oh, God. We aren't going to have windows of the house big enough. But anyway, so what was interesting, though, okay, is they looked at Mexican versus U.S. versus U.K. Survey participants. And those in Mexico boasted the highest flatulence rate, 85%, in terms of their symptom score, whereas Americans were the most modest, 75.9%. The UK, 82.7%. I would think, you know, the British being more proper, they'd be like, oh, I would bloody admit that. That's not me, please. Just go bug off. But no, they're like, oh, what, so cheated. Also, by the way, when somebody from the UK farts, I don't think they say farts. It's expensive gas, just a little bit of a toot, no big deal, cheerio. And you're like, oh my God, that like sounds so beautiful, you know? Whereas in America, we're like, yeah, man, I broke wind. I cut the cheese. And then, you know, they make sounds, right? Whereas Mexico, they're like, look, people in Mexico, they don't really care about all this sort of, you know, things that we worry about. So they're like, yeah, so, and they're like, no, that's fine. So, you know, so why depression? What's a fart? Well, we talked about this. Flatus includes gases, a whole bunch of them. So you got your hydrogen, your nitrogen, your oxygen, your carbon dioxide, you got your methane. The odor of flatus comes from sulfur, your hydrogen sulfide, dimethyl sulfide, and others. And I think it's a sign of you not eating right. When you don't eat well, or you have a gluten insensitivity, or some sort of insensitivity, you know, your body doesn't feel right. Not to mention, I think also the embarrassment. You know, if I can't do things because it's like, look, I know I'm going to bloat. I know I'm going to have my irritable bowel issues. You then don't go out. You don't socialize as much. You don't have sex. You don't, you know, so I think it's very inhibiting. So, you know, can farts make you sick? Well, the smell of it can. You know, we do think that the sulfur can give you headaches, and we spoke about that. Remember they had to emergency land a plane because somebody farted, remember? Every now and then that story makes it. Whenever there's no COVID news, there's a plane that lands because somebody farted. But if you do have any of those issues, abdominal pain, bloating, if you notice that your bowels prevent you from holding a job or enjoying a date, you got to get that checked out. That's when you need to see a medical provider. All right? And I mean, excessive is, you know, in the eyes of the beholder. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're being told that there was a grant proposal back in 2018 that sought to combine data from similar strains of a new virus. And it was submitted by scientists from the U.S., China, and Singapore, but was rejected. And so this obviously has brought up a lot of confusion as to how much the U.S. knew China was doing before COVID broke. Now, this is being reported by Daily Mail, but they say the U.S. and Chinese scientists were planning to create a new coronavirus before the pandemic erupted. They see a grant application submitted to the U.S. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, revealed that an international team of scientists had planned to mix genetic data of similar strains to create a new virus. The grant application was made in 2018 and leaked to Drastic, a pandemic's origin analysis group. They said, we will compile sequence RNA sequence data
from a panel of closely related strains and compare full-length genomes, scanning for unique SNPs representing sequencing errors. Consensus candidate genomes will be synthesized commercially using established techniques and genome-length RNA and electroporation to recover recombinant viruses. I guess this is what the application stated. This would then result in a virus which had no clear ancestor in nature, hence a new virus. This is according to a World Health Organization expert, and this is being reported to the Telegraph. The expert, asked the paper not to publish their name for obvious reasons, said that if such a message had been carried out, it could explain why no close match has ever been found in nature for SARS-CoV-2. So what has been found? Well, according to Daily Mail, the closest natural occurring virus is the banal 52 strain reported in Laos last month. It shares 96.8% of the COVID-19's genome. No direct ancestor, they say, which would be expected to share then like close to 100%, has been yet found. So that starts to make us wonder if this was a virus that was tinkered with. You know, I have been very careful to, you know, tell you guys that this was something that came from a bat, or this was something that came from somebody eating soup at a fish market, or this was from a bioweapon creation, or this was, because I just don't know. I don't think any of us know. And so sadly, we're guessing. All I can say as a doctor is I've never seen a virus such as this. And I find it very odd that all these things that we kind of have been watching in terms of, you know, China not, you know, assisting with the investigation and a nothing to see here attitude from the World Health Organization and a, well, the NIH was funding research, and at first they said they weren't funding research at the Wuhan lab, but now, you know, they admitted, well, yeah, they do, which, by the way, is not a shock to me because, you know, in America, we do collaborate with labs from other countries, so that isn't anything new. You know, it's just something that we sadly do to be able to kind of have our foot in the door, have our toe in the pond. The problem is as a result, we're supposed to be then having a access to that pond. And so when all this happened, it sounds like U.S. had no access, or maybe they didn't ask for access. I don't know what the hell happened, but it obviously was not, it was a cluster. So they say the World Health Organization expert told the Telegraph that the process detailed in the application would create a new virus sequence, not a 100% match to anything. They would then synthesize the viral genome from the computer sequence, thus creating a virus genome that did not exist in nature, but looks natural as it is the average of natural viruses. Then they put that RNA into a cell and recover the virus from it. This creates a virus that has never existed in nature, with a new backbone that didn't exist in nature, but is very, very similar, as it's the average of natural backbones. They say the proposal was rejected, and the database of viral strains at the Wuhan Institute was taken offline some 18 months later, making it impossible to check what scientists were working on. I'm surprised they took it off 18 months later. I would have thought they probably, you know, started to wash stuff up the second they go, okay, you know what, we got to let the world know what's going on. I personally think if anything did happen, it happened in the summer of 2019 at the end, the summer of 2019. The Institute scientists, they say, have consistently denied creating the coronavirus in their lab. The grant application proposal was submitted by British zoologist Peter Daszak on behalf of the group. They say it included Daszak, EcoHealth Alliance, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the University of North Carolina, and Duke NUS in Singapore, according to the Telegraph. So experts told the paper that creating an ideal average virus would have been part of work to create a vaccine that works across coronaviruses. Now, last month it emerged that the U.S. had funded similar research to that outlined in the 2018 grant proposal. Files were obtained by The Intercept that as part of the FOI request to kind of drill down the possible root of COVID and whether the U.S. had any role. And, you know, mind you, again, the NIH, they had approved a research grant of about $600,000 over 5 years, which isn't a lot of money in research considering, you know, what we've been spending. Oh, but actually, well, I'm sorry, it's $600,000 a year for 5 years, so $3.3 million. So that is a lot of money then. And it was for EcoHealth Alliance, a U.S. research organization. Now, EcoHealth Alliance, in its proposal to the NIH, acknowledged the risks involved, and they said the highest risk of exposure to SARS and other COVIDs among staff, and then who would carry it out in the lab. Now, mind you, they say the NIH gave the money anyway, but when we hear of risks, I mean, everything we do in medicine and in science has risks. So if somebody says, look, we're creating something that could be a danger to those in the lab, then those in the lab have to wear PPE. I mean, it's pretty simple. We don't obviously have people, you know, work on something that we think could kill them, but we make sure that we use precautions because with science, we just don't know what we're dealing with. So they're saying, well, the NIH gave them money anyway. Well, of course they will, because a lot of, when you study a virus, you always have to assume that it could be deadly. So Fauci denied the research and said that it wasn't gain-of-function research. Gain-of-function research is the scientific term given to research that deliberately changes an organism to give it new functions in order to test a theory. And this is then gain-of-function. If you are manipulating something, trying to make something new, you know, obviously you're doing it for a reason, for a function. So when it applies to studying human viruses, they say it could mean making the virus more transmissible or even deadly in order to test what can and can't survive it. And so, you know, we study cancer cells, we study viruses, we study bacteria, and in lab settings, you know, I think it's kind of blurred on what's gain of function or just basic research. So they say the documents make it clear that assertions by the NIH director Francis Collins and the NIAID director Anthony Fauci that the NIH did not support gain-of-function research or potential pandemic pathogen enhancement at WIV are untruthful. So cover-ups are concerning, and what kind of confused me is when Fauci was asked about the funding, he should have just said, well, yeah, we always work with other countries. This is what we do. We collaborate. We share data. You know, one of the reasons why Moderna was able to start making that vaccine so quickly is because we had access to the data set of the virus. So, you know, that is something that costs money. That is something that takes time. That is something that is diplomatically aspired to. The problem is what exactly were they doing and why? And why was the U.S. working with China? Isn't China the enemy? What? And then if that's the case, if they were working together, why didn't we know about it in the summer of 2019? Why do we have to have people say, yeah, in the late fall, we had samples here in California of COVID of 2019. Why, you know, why are we reinventing the wheel with all this knowledge? Why, if we were working on a virus similar, why is it taking so long to then, you know, make medications or to, you know, realize that a lot of the crappy masks we're wearing aren't working? So this is concerning to me because not that, you know, there was a cover-up. That's already, I mean, that's something that I sadly, the government does. But, okay, you guys know something. Help us already. You know, instead, all the focus is on the anti-vaxxers. Can we please focus on the roots and the origins? Because if that isn't focused on and somebody's still making these things and shooting them out there, this COVID crisis is never going to end. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
To stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say there are at least four shooting victims in an active shooter situation at a North Texas high school. It's happening this morning at Timberview High School in Arlington, west of Dallas.
There was a fight between a student and another individual in a class, and a gun was used, and there are four victims.
Arlington Assistant Police Chief Kevin Colby saying the victims are being treated at a hospital. He added there's an active search for the shooter, who's a student, and he's considered to be armed and dangerous.
Timothy George Simpkins. He is a black male, 18 years of age. We have a car that he is currently driving, or we believe is driving. It is a 2018 silver Dodge Charger.
The FBI and ATF are on the scene as well. This is USA Radio News. The Senate is expected to vote today to suspend the debt ceiling. 60 senators will have to support the bill for the debt ceiling to be suspended through December of 2022. Republicans continue to say they don't intend to help Democrats get the bill through Capitol Hill, even if it means the United States defaulting on its debt obligations. This comes as President Biden is set to meet with banking leaders from across the country on Wednesday. Republican governors are joining Texas Governor Greg Abbott at the U.S.-Mexico southern border on Wednesday. One of them is Montana Republican Governor Greg Gianforte. He explains why he's at the border on Fox News.
The reason we're here is to draw attention to this issue. We've been reaching out to the administration. All we've gotten back is crickets, and it's time to bring focus on this.
Customs and Border Protection reporting over 200,000 illegal immigrant encounters in the months of July and August. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Janet Yellen had warned us that if we don't work with the debt ceiling, that Social Security is going to get hit. We will not be able to pay our debts by October 18th. And Republicans, Democrats are going to have to come up with a plan. And if they don't raise the debt ceiling, we are going to be in default. Also, the Biden administration is going to be looking at all of our accounts over $600 with transactions that could possibly allow them to see if anybody is evading taxes. They have, I think, about a $7 trillion deficit, they believe, in taxes that they want to be able to collect, and they need money. So we get it. The government needs money. They need money. So anybody not paying taxes, they're going to want to collect, and they're going to turn around and, you know, start to pinch Social Security. Within hours later, though, I mean, again, we have a money crisis. The U.S. Department of Education is going to relax student loan forgiveness. And they are going to offer debt relief for 550,000 teachers, social workers, military members, and other public servants. Now I think that's nice. I think that's nice, but as we said before, don't we need the money coming in? If you're going to make cuts to Medicare and Social Security, that's a public health crisis. And then on the same breath, you're like, you know what? Yeah, but we're going to give debt relief to people with college loans. I thought you guys need money. So, I mean, I borrowed in order to become a doctor. I borrowed money. I paid every cent back. Now, I get it. Things shouldn't be that expensive. Schools should not be as expensive as they are. That's a problem. There's no reason why I think somebody's education should be $60,000 a year. I think that's ridiculous. Then they have to borrow the money, and then the government later forgives it. So who's paying for that? I'm paying for somebody to go to Harvard. Why? I want to go to Harvard. I can't afford to go to Harvard. So the Biden administration is temporarily relaxing the rules for a student loan forgiveness program. The Education Department said Wednesday it's going to drop some of the toughest requirements around the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program that was launched in 2007 to steer more college graduates into public service, but since then has helped just 5,500 borrowers get their loans erased. Congress created the program as a reward for college students who go into public service, which I get. I get. If you are going to take a job that pays less, that is in an area that's not your usual home, and you are helping serve the public, you should get a break. I mean, it would be ideal if you get free school, but I see how it works, you know. Yeah, they don't want to train people free, and then they go and say, nah, I'm going to do plastic surgery somewhere in Beverly Hills. So what they do is you go through school, you borrow money, and then we will give you relief if you work for an FQHC, a federal qualified health center, or if you work for some company that, you know, allows you to serve the underserved. But I am also hearing from people that it's not easy to get the loan forgiveness, that many people get promised that their loan will be forgiven if they come and work for them, and then when they apply, they go, sorry, there's no funds. Well, then what? So I do agree that the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program needs to be overhauled because many people who are doing what they, you know, are looking for loan forgiveness and loan help don't seem to get it. But then on the flip side, we seem to have a lot of attention on how to please college students and college borrowers. Meanwhile, we're threatening to cut Social Security. I have a problem with that because for those of us who are hoping Social Security exists for us, it's because we have been, since 16 years old, putting money into the system. We have been working. We have been, I mean, I get every now and then something in the mail saying this is what I'll be able to collect for Social Security. And I'm like, my name better be on those checks. That there better be a safe deposit box of, you know, say, look, this is for Dahlia because she put all this money into the system. And there's money for Dahlia and her family, and no, we're being told, guys, you know, it's going to be defunct, there's not going to be enough money, it's been blame it on the Republicans. You're like, what are you talking about? Blame it on the Republicans? We put money in ever since, I've been putting money into the system since the 80s and 90s. Where is it? Well, we need to forgive people's college debt. Okay, but I paid off my college debt. Do I get some of that back? It's interesting. The college debt thing, I love students. And my problem is college shouldn't be the cost that it is. I see what colleges pay. I see how colleges spend. It's it's not the most, shall we say, ethical. I think people are getting, well, maybe they're just getting, it's very capitalistic, okay? And they, if they ask for, you want the degree, you know, from our institution, this is what you pay. And I guess if that's what people want, they pay for it. You know, you want a Gucci bag, you get a Gucci bag. But, unfortunately, many of these institutions that charge that much aren't Gucci. They aren't Harvard. They aren't Yale. And so I want students to not have $200,000-$400,000 in debt. I know one couple, they're close to $1 million in debt between undergrad and medical school. $1 million in debt. That's ridiculous. So obviously there's a big push to write that off. But the problem is the government is saying we don't have enough money. We need money. So what are they doing? They're going to go after anybody who has an account with $600. Well, if somebody borrowed money from the government, then they're going to have to pay it back. Now, I'm hearing people talk, and I get it, that if anybody starts to borrow as of today, there's going to be a very good chance that there's going to be some progressive person in the White House that says, let's write off all student debt. So people are like, let's do it. It's going to push more people into college, push more people into, you know, borrowing. Hell yeah, you know what? I'll borrow the max. It's going to be free money. The problem is the government has already said, we're going to crash. We need money. So instead of saying, look, guys, you know, those of you that borrowed college loans, all right, let's start paying them back. You know, make your payments. That's not what's happening. Let's find ways to forgive. Now, if this forgiveness loan program is supposed to already be doing its job and it's not, I agree. Somebody has to jump on it. Apparently, there's been a lot of criticism because it's difficulty to navigate. Borrowers receive little help from their loan servicers, companies that handle billing and other services. People get found out that they weren't eligible, even though they were, you know, doing what they were supposed to. So there's been a lot of BS. And look, I remember when I, you know, saw Medicare patients. You know, yeah, you do this service, you'll get paid. Then all of a sudden you don't get paid. They go, well, it was the code. I gave them the code. No, wrong code. I go, tell me the right code. Oh, we can't do that. I go, that code worked on the other visit, blood pressure. I mean, the blood pressure code is the same. We're not paying on this one. Why not? There's no rhyme or reason. There's no, and there's nobody to talk to. And then when you do call somebody, you're on a big loop. And then you wait, and you wait, and you wait. So a lot of people say, forget it. They just don't have the time. And even if you do get somebody, we got somebody on the phone and then they accidentally disconnected. So I get that it's frustrating. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This report is brought to you by Bristol Myers Squibb. Multiple myeloma is a rare type of blood cancer that develops in bone marrow and affects plasma cells. Nearly 35,000 Americans are expected to be diagnosed with the disease this year. African Americans account for 20% of multiple myeloma cases, despite comprising just 13.4% of the U.S. population. With early diagnosis and various classes of treatments available today, multiple myeloma patients are living longer than ever before. Marva Adams has been living with multiple myeloma for several years.
As an advocate for the multiple myeloma community, I'm always seeking the latest news to help myself and others make informed decisions, especially for African Americans, who are more than twice as likely to be diagnosed with the disease than white Americans. I encourage others living with multiple myeloma to speak to their doctor. Together, you can plan the treatment journey that's right for you.
It's important to talk to your doctor about screening, symptoms, and treatment. To learn more, visit myelomacentral.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Medicare is going to be in trouble by the year 2026. So we're talking in 5 years, we're going to be having issues with Medicare and Medicare being funded. I believe Social Security, I think we're looking at 2033. In the year 2033, Social Security could be insolvent or not having enough funds to take care of us. So we have a problem. And already Social Security has been threatened if we don't raise the debt ceiling. Janet Yellen said we're going to have to start pinching somewhere. And so people have been very, very nervous about what happens. I've been nervous about the spending. I think the government spends a lot already every year right before the budget.
ends, or that fiscal year ends, you know, departments are like, spend, because if we have any money left over, then that means we were under budget and we're going to get less next year, so spend it to the max. So there's all this BS spending that happens so that the budgets, I mean, I've seen it, the budgets then get to still stay nice and full and juicy the next year around. And stuff that gets spent, whether it's furniture, whether it's, you know, books, oh, well, we need this. You know, I mean, it's wasting our tax dollars money. So I think there is a lot of wasteful spending. I also think they need to rethink what they're going to then do with student loans. Because if you're going to go after older individuals and start cutting their Social Security benefits that they have been putting in for decades, at the same time, you're going to wipe off a 25-year-old student loan debt, you know, people are going to kind of cry foul. That's not going to be very fair. And a public health crisis if we don't take care of our older individuals who worked and put, you know, money into the system ever since they got a job. Well, apparently there's a solution that's been touted. And I had to take a double take when I saw this. Apparently Joe Biden can have the Treasury mint a $1 trillion coin. It has to be platinum. But he has the authority to just make and mint these coins. Now, that will really mess with inflation. And there's apparently a lot of checks and balances when it comes to gold, silver, paper money. But I don't think there's checks and balances with platinum. And supposedly we have plenty of platinum. So they can make a coin, add a bunch of zeros to it, and say it's $1 trillion, and the debt's all taken care of. What? Will that work? I got bills to pay. Can I just create a coin going, here's my coin, just take my coin and spend it? And that's the other thing, too. We owe a whole bunch of, I mean, how do you divide that coin up? So they say the federal government is going to run out of money to pay its bills. Washington lawmakers have acted 25 times since 1993 to raise or modify the federal borrowing limit or debt ceiling. Why not spend less? They even want to change Senate filibuster rules to the Treasury Department, minting a $1 trillion coin to pay government debts. They say the Treasury Department since August has been taking measures to conserve cash. Only since August? After the nation's debt limit was reinstated at roughly $28.5 trillion following a two-year suspension, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the agency is likely to exhaust those measures. So what could they do? Well, Congress, which is controlled by Democrats right now, could increase the debt ceiling again using a procedure called budget reconciliation, which doesn't allow Republican support. It bypasses that majority rule, or it allows majority rule and not the 60 votes. But another option is making a $1 trillion coin. According to the Wall Street Journal, that this is something that has been discussed and it can actually work. And I'm really blown away by this. This just blew my mind. So the Mint already produces a Platinum Eagle coin. If you print a $1 trillion version of it, it's as simple as taking the I think it's like a $100 coin and just adding a whole bunch more zeros. According to Philip Dial, the director of the U.S. Mint from 1994 to 2000, he told Axios that there's no shortage of platinum. You could do this. Tons of platinum blanks. They could just mint the coin. The coin would be produced at the U.S. Mint in West Point, New York. It would be flown by helicopter to the Federal Reserve Branch in New York City. How much of our military is going to be required to guard this one coin? It would be deposited, because the Treasury cannot introduce the new currency into circulation, only the feds can do that. But if the coin sits in the bank, its value would be added to the Treasury's general account. Now, I know Yellen isn't happy about that. She told CNBC she thinks it's a gimmick. I don't believe we would consider it seriously, but it is legal. The U.S. code reads, the Secretary may mint and issue platinum bullion coins and proof platinum coins in accordance with such specifications, designs, varieties, quantities, denominations, and inscriptions as the secretary in the secretary's discretion may prescribe from time to time. So you guys all thought, wow, Speaker of the House is powerful. Vice President may be powerful, but wow, whoever gets to decide that they get to alter the way our bank system looks by printing a coin, that's some power right there. Treasury is limited by law on how much paper money, gold, silver, copper coins it could circulate. Apparently, there's no limit on platinum. Now, has a $1 trillion coin ever been minted? No, but they say Obama considered it. See, you know what? If I was president, I would do this. And the reason I would do it is because your picture then gets to be on the coin. I would love to have my picture on some money. I mean, Obama should have done that. Because then he could have been on the coin. That could have been pretty cool. Anyway, Obama in his final days of office told the Pod Save America podcast that during his own debt ceiling standoff, he called the scariest moment of his presidency, they did consider minting the coin. We were having these conversations with then Treasury Secretary Jack Lew about what other options were available. So how big would this $1 trillion coin be? I mean, is it heavy? Can it even fit in a helicopter? It's whatever you want to make it. You can make it super tiny. And you could just say $1 trillion. I can't believe this could be done. So what are the downsides? So if it gets into circulation, now we have inflation. It still doesn't do anything with the massive spending. I still think they're going to start to pinch Social Security. We only have 5 years left of what we have currently for Social Security, and less people are putting money in the system. People argue the $1 trillion coin could be used by the Treasury to buy back $1 trillion in debt from the feds and retire it, wiping the books $1 trillion off. So they could print the coin, buy $1 trillion of the debt off the feds, and then say, look at what we did. They also can invoke the 14th Amendment to guarantee the validity of the public debt of the United States authorized by law shall not be questioned. I guess you can override the debt limit if you have to. I don't know. You guys know more about that. But if the government defaults, we will have a global economic recession. I think we're already in a recession, but it'll be worse. There'll be a shutdown of the government. Essential services, military, air traffic control will still run, but things are going to get cut, chopping block. Government workers will still probably get paid for being furloughed, but it's just a sign that the government is not going to be run well. And whenever, you know, the government is on shutdown and people aren't at work, you know, meanwhile, we have China threatening World War III. It's just not a good look. And it looks like we're weak. It's just another sign of us being weak. So us making $1 trillion coin, my next question is, well, then why don't we make two? Why don't we make 500? Just have all these $1 trillion coins going here. Here's the coin, wipe off debt. Here's the coin, wipe off debt. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.